The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Raising teens alone can be brutal. It becomes easier when you are co-parenting with the universe.
Welcome to Co-parenting with the Universe. This is Muriel Felous, your host. How was your week? How did you like the episode about hope? Did you realize that you sometimes put a limit on the frequency or even on your practicing hope? I know that when I was preparing this episode and after I had that session with my client, I reflected a lot and I realized that sometimes it wasn't as easy to spot, but I was trying to stop myself, like to put a cap on my hope, because I somehow related the fact of hoping too much to being too attached. And that doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily true. So how was it for you? Let me know. You can shoot me an email at askmuriel@gmail.com and let me know how it was for you. This week, we're going to talk about the possibility that being too positive and being too focused on healing can create arguments in your life. So I'm sure that's very confusing to you, but I'm gonna break that down one section by one section. I'm sure if you listen to Co-parenting with the Universe, chances are you believe in the law of attraction, you believe in the fact that there is a higher power, some universe, God, source, infinite intelligence, infinite love, however you want to call that power, acting to support us in our life. And you may also believe that everything that happens, happens for us, and that there are lessons to learn. And that's great. That's a great approach to life. However, when we're too concentrated on the lesson and we go too fast to the lesson part of what's happening, we may miss an opportunity to feel. And that translates in emotions being stuck, staying in us instead of being felt and flowing out. It stays in us. I know personally, after my divorce, I had a lot of anger. And I was overreacting. And I found myself once breaking a chair. I don't know what I was angry about. I don't remember. But my first reaction, and that lasted for quite some time. So let me ask you that. When something doesn't go your way, are you right away getting mad. That was me. And I was getting mad. I was getting angry to such a level that I broke a chair. I was throwing things. But I was never doing that consciously. It was sneaking up on me. Let's say something wasn't going my way. I was mad. Something was like I had an argument with my kids. I was mad. I was maybe not taking it on them, but I was going to my bedroom and really overreacting about what was happening. And then I realized when I remember Wayne Dyer once saying that people who want to get offended will find any reason to get offended. And then he added, when you press an orange, what comes out? Orange juice. So if a person is constantly offended or mad about things, what is in there? It's anger. And that's what was happening with me. But I was not very conscious about it. And I know that when we want to be positive, when we want to heal, and I see that with my clients many times, especially the ones who are like me, who love the energy world, the ones who listen to Abraham Hicks, we right away go to the healing portion of what's happening. We say, this is contrast. This is for me, so I can decide from knowing what I don't want, I can come up with what I want. And that's wonderful. But there is a missed opportunity sometimes to feel the emotion and heal the emotion and flow it out. Because anything that we don't feel, we can't heal. And if we don't honor our fear, if we don't honor our anger, it's going to sneak up on us. And it may create arguments that we could have avoided, since I'm still preparing that program about arguments. By the way, if you are interested about that program, just send me an email, because I let you know when it's going to come out, and I'm going to do a free webinar about it where you will start working on it. So when we carry anger in us, we are like a volcano, and any little opening, the lava is going to come out. So of course you will have more, let's say a discussion that could be a little bit heated with your teenager or with someone else is going to be way more than that, because there is anger under the surface. Are you going to the healing portion of the lesson? To the lesson portion of the challenge too fast. When I was contaminated by hepatitis B, by someone who, as soon as I told him that I was contaminated, he disappeared. He said, that's not me, but I knew it was him because that's the person I was dating and I had been only with that person. He refused, he blamed it on me, and he left. He cut all contacts. And I was frankly in the hospital. I almost died from this experience. But I was unable to feel anger. I had a friend at the time who learned a healing method in Hawaii, some kind of Ho'oponopono method with more than that. And she was trying to make me get the anger out. And she was getting angrier than me. I could not access the anger. I was like, no, I put that on myself. I should have been more careful. And maybe there was guilt about that. So I couldn't access the anger that was under the guilt. It took me months to access this anger. And then when it came up to the surface, oh my God, it was a volcano. I was so mad. I had this anger in the pit of my stomach. And I remember I was like, God, universe, please help me, show me. I don't want to live like that. I don't want to stay like that. It was literally creating heartburn for me and a sensation in my body, a physical sensation that was very hard. I prayed for help. And then I came across an audiobook. I didn't have audiobooks. That's how I started listening to audiobooks. And I said, okay, if that book that I never wanted to buy came in front of me, and that was the Gabby Bernstein book, The Universe Has Your Back, and I didn't resonate with Gabby at all. She has a style that is too New York for me. She's younger than me. It wasn't, some teachers you resonate with them, some teachers you don't. And somehow I felt compelled to buy her book. So I did, because I knew it was the answer to my prayer. This was co-parenting, co-creating with the universe. You ask, you get an answer. So I bought it and I went to the gym because I knew I had to move my body to get that, to do something, to create a flow so that the energy could get out. And I was on the treadmill walking like crazy and listening to her book and getting that anger out, present, up and out, present, up and out. And after an hour of that, where I really felt it, so I didn't even tap on it at the time because I was moving my body on the treadmill. I was moving and I was doing intervals like fast and slow and fast and slow, really creating some kind of reaction in my body. After an hour of that, listening to the book and getting mad, literally, it all went out. If in this moment I had been like, I know that was my lesson, I learned, because I learned a lot from this experience. I learned, I had a hard time understanding that there were low energies in this world, that there were people who were, I don't like the word evil because I don't like this word, but people were really, had no problem with doing bad stuff to others. And I always focused on the spark of divine energy, the spark of the divine in everyone else, even when they were not such good people, not behaving in such nice ways, using others, etc. From that experience, I learned that there are people who are bad, or I would say they still have the divine spark, but it's so below all the rest that they are predators, that they are dangerous. And that when there are certain red flags, when those red flags are present, I shouldn't even try to connect to their pain because I can feel people's pain. So I've always been on that level, seeing somehow the inner child and feeling the pain. With those people, there are certain red flags. Do not approach them. Do not engage. Send them healing energy if you want from afar, but do not engage with them. And that specific experience that almost killed me for 3 days, we didn't know if my liver wouldn't give up. It taught me that. That was a very valuable lesson, but I needed to feel the anger because what it did is not okay. I didn't want to stay victim, but I was victimized. So is there something like that for you? Are you, when I coached a client last week, we were talking about certain very, very difficult experiences that he went through. And right away, he was saying, I know. That was to create contrast, because he also listens to Abraham Hicks. And he said, yeah, I know it's contract and it's for me and it helps me getting things in my vortex. But he could not feel the anger. He didn't let himself feel. And so I stopped him and I said, yes, it is contrast, but think about that experience. What do you feel in your body? Where do you feel it? And then he was able to feel something. And he didn't like the idea of staying on that because you're supposed to go to the other side. of the experience, but we did stay. And it brought up so much more, so many other experiences, but that was beneficial. Is that you? Another question I have for you is, do you know how emotions feel in your body? Some people don't even realize they're angry. They feel sensations, but they never connected that sensation with the emotion. And maybe you don't have to put a specific name on the emotion, but you know it doesn't feel good. So you can call it that negative emotion. And you honor it. And you tap. I honor that sensation in my stomach or in my chest or wherever it is. I honor that sensation and I honor that emotion. And I'm willing to feel it because I'm willing to heal it. Otherwise, it's going to create all kinds of unnecessary trouble in your life. And most of them, if it's anger we're talking about, they're going to be arguments. I have a family member who once, even though he's already an elderly person, he fought in a parking lot of a mall for a parking space with someone who was 30 years old. First of all, shame on the other guy for punching someone who's an elderly. But he went to a point where he has so much anger in him that any little tiny opportunity to get angry, he gets angry. Because we have, our body is wise. There is life's wisdom bringing us opportunities to heal. But if we don't take them, it's going to play against us. So that's my question for you today. Are you honoring your anger, or are you bypassing it and going directly to the lesson of the challenge? It would be even preferable to feel the anger, evacuate it, and not even get to the lesson. It would be preferable, because that way, I put some French in my sentence. That way, at least, you don't get energy stuck in your body and it cannot make you sick. Because repressed anger, it creates disease. So I always add some kind of tool exercise to the episode. I will create a YouTube video, and I put the link to my YouTube channel in this episode's description for you to go there. I'm going to share with you an exercise that I give my clients, a written exercise that's going to help you get in touch with what you're not necessarily conscious of in your day-to-day life. And you can adapt this exercise to anger, to fear, to any emotion that maybe you think that you are repressing. So get angry, but not in crazy ways, not in ways that where you put your anger in other people. I always told my kids, you have the right to your emotions. You don't have the rights to put them on others. I remember I taught them, I think that was my son, to go punch their mattress when they're super mad. And he ended up, when he was a teenager, putting holes in the walls because he was punching the walls. And in the US, the walls are not brick most of the time. And I was ending up with holes in my walls. So that wasn't okay either. That's it. That's for today's episode. I have an idea. I know what I'm going to do in the class that I'm preparing to put an end to your argument. And I'm sure you can hear my cat meowing. I'm going to do stuff to push your buttons, because I push the buttons of my one-on-one clients. And one of them last week told me, I love that you push my button. It doesn't feel good, but that's where I need to go. And that's what we need to do. We need to activate the trigger to know where it is. So I'm going to find a way to do that in the class. I wish you a wonderful week. I'm traveling to France. Unfortunately, my father is ill. And a lot of emotional stuff for me lately, but I'm letting myself feel. I'm sending you a ton of love, and I'll see you next time with another episode.
Hey, it's Radley Valentine. Join me for a brand new way of connecting with your angels on my new podcast, The Angel Tarot Show. Each week, you'll meet your angelic guides and guardians and find new ways to unlock unconditional love, tune into your intuitive abilities, and create the joy-filled life that, well, you've always wanted. Plus, you'll get a useful and timely energetic weather report bringing you guidance for the coming week. Tap into the healing, hope, and guidance that's all around you on the Angel Tarot Show, exclusively on mindbodyspirit.fm.